the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talks.
A lot of ways you can reach this show weekly and listen anytime on RadioMD.com. 20 after the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, our toxicologist. He'll talk about air pollution screening billboards, connection between BPA and miscarriage, wood stoves that might create a battleground between urban living and country living, and a big train crash earlier this week in Lynchburg, Virginia, which dumped a lot of oil about, and a lot of issues with regard to communities apparently not knowing what is exactly in these trains, in these cargo trains. So that those are the topics with Dr. Gary Ginsberg coming up at 20 minutes after the hour in this hour. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. We have a lot of great medical stories this week. Let's run through these as we wait on Dr. Gary Ginsberg in about 10 minutes. The World Health Organization, Dr. Mike, is warning us about widespread superbug infections. What are the details on that story?
Well, what they have said is that the antibiotics are not keeping up with the bacteria's ability to adjust to antibiotics. And what that's done, and a lot of it is done because we put antibiotics in food and we use antibiotics routinely in a lot of things where they shouldn't be used, like an antibacterial soap. You know, regular old water is one of the great cleaners of our hands, and the antibacterial soaps don't seem to add to it. And we put antibiotics in food, et cetera, that doesn't help. And what it does is it breeds antibiotic resistance. And the disease-causing bacteria that resist antibiotic treatment are now widespread in every part of the world and have reached an alarming level, the World Health Organization means. And what that means for us is that it's more difficult to cure these infections. And like people died of pneumonia in the era before World War II, that is, before the 1950s, pneumonia was one of the leading killers, and one of the reasons we've got the large increase in life expectancy is antibiotics against routine bacterial diseases. Well, if these bacteria that are now coming into existence get widespread enough, we're going to have death from these because we haven't developed antibiotics enough. Now, What is happening, though, is the good news on this is the World Health Organization, the Gates Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, all of these have started to lean heavily on pharmaceutical companies to invest in antibiotic-related research. The companies don't do it, obviously, because if you take a blood pressure pill for 20 years, they can earn a lot more money from 20 years if you're taking a pill every day than they can from you're taking four pills for 10 days. So we haven't developed newer antibiotics as much until now. The things you can do, don't get an antibiotic when you don't need it. Don't take it. Finish all antibiotic prescriptions. Never share the medication. And encourage the food you're using to be antibiotic-free, not use antibiotics in its growth.
What if somebody goes to a doctor and says, I've got this, I've got that, give me an antibiotic. Is the doctor obligated to give the antibiotic if the patient asks for it or wants it?
The answer is no. The doctor's job is to educate the patient, but clearly since we're now being judged by patient reactions to us and patient satisfaction with us, and since that patient has said, I want this, it is much more likely that the doctor gives it. So the studies show that if the patient asks for an antibiotic, even though they've got a disease that doesn't merit it, the doctor is more than 85% of the time will give that patient an antibiotic. So that's a real problem, if you will, because patients ask for things, and it takes a lot longer to educate them and to not give it than to just write the prescription, even though it may not be the best thing for the patient.
Would you do it?
Bridget has. Bridget wants to give some personal experience here. So can you?
I was just going to say that going back to Dr. Roizen talking about trying to alter your diet to make sure that you're not getting antibiotics, some of the research has shown that antibiotic resistance occurs from the antibiotics that are fed to animals. And while the USDA monitors, they don't allow companies to administer antibiotics to their animals unless the animals are sick, but because of the way that the animals are raised on a lot of the farms, indoors and very close to other animals, it promotes a lot of diseases that happen within animals, which then leads to companies using antibiotics in their animals to treat them. So a good way to reduce is to...
Using organic and actually having more plants in your food is a good way to handle the problem.
We're getting some kickback.
We're getting
a little reverb here. If we can eliminate that,
hopefully we.
What were you going to say, Dr. Mike?
Okay. What I was saying is. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
What I was going to say was that a lot of times the change in diet is one of the important things that will also change the bacteria inside your gut, which will make you more resistant to some of the diseases. And there are a number of stories that are now coming out. One of the hot areas of research is on how you're changing the microbiome, both your skin microbiome, that is the bacteria that are on your skin, and the bacteria that are inside your gut. And obviously going away from meat, or at least having less than 4 ounces of red meat and yolks, and or 8 ounces of pork all combined a week, changes the bacteria, makes them much healthier, makes you much less susceptible to a lot of diseases by doing that. So that's another reason to go, if you will, towards a lower quantity of red meat and its equivalent in your diet.
Just quickly, we're going to go to break in about a minute. Can you talk briefly, if we have to come back to it, we will. The low dietary intake of non-fried seafood is linked to cognitive decline. Can you briefly talk about that? If we have to come back, we'll come back to it.
Well, that's right. The story is that they looked at individuals in Boston, and they studied them every 2 years on a series of sensitive tests for cognition. In Boston, they ate many less servings of fish in this area of Boston than they should have, meaning less than the USDA recommended. So 4/5 of them had low quantities of omega-3s, DHA, in their diet. The ones that had the highest quantities had the least cognitive decline, the best brain function over the 9-year period.
Okay, youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. It's What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. After the break, after the timeout on You, the Owner's Manual radio show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout: give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Hey, we're brought to you weekly by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. Here it is, What's Toxic and What's Not, with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Every week at this time, 3 or 4, maybe 5 terrific topics in his specialty. What'stoxic.com is his website. What's the lead in your mind for Dr. Ginsberg today, Dr. Mike?
I like the story about the oil tankers, and whether they're a problem or we're just hearing about them more now.
Yeah, well, I think the problem is getting bigger and more obvious because we are producing more crude oil in the continental United States from places like the Dakotas, where they are getting into some harder-to-reach oil, but they're bringing it up and spreading it around towards refineries in the south. And it's coming right through the northeast, as Joe and I were just talking about, coming right through New York State. Albany, New York has become a major hub for all of this rail transport of crude oil that's being domestically generated. And all of that wouldn't be a problem, except that our rail system has not been designed to handle this amount of oil, this tonnage coming through it. There's been more derailments. There's been fires, spillage into rivers. The latest one was in Lynchburg, Virginia. So the tankers made it that far down and then derailed and were threatening if the city had to be evacuated. Well, part of the city had to be evacuated because they were afraid that it was a highly combustible situation, as they say. So, we don't really have the infrastructure, and the whole argument of building pipelines versus just doing what we've always done and truck things or rail things. And, you know, all this is stopgap because one hopes that our domestic oil production is something we won't need in the future when we have more less fossil fuel-oriented fuels. So the short term has been a Band-Aid, a patch, and it's becoming more dangerous. You believe me, in my field, we recognize these kinds of hazards as toxicologists as the immediate, get out of Dodge kind of hazards. If a train derails carrying chemicals, carrying fuel, it's a major evacuation hazard. Nobody wants to live next door to this kind of danger. And so if we are going to rely on rail transport and highways, we certainly have to do a better job with more modernized tanker cars and tracks if this is the way we're going to be shipping oil around.
Senator Chuck Schumer here in New York, what he's working on is, and he held a press conference this week about it, and this was just before the Lynchburg train derailment this week. What he's got a problem with, evidently, they're not really sure what is in these carriers. There's no accountability in terms of any accuracy in what these trains are carrying. And then when something happens, then, you know, we saw what we saw in Lynchburg this week. So that's one thing he's concerned about, too.
Yeah. No, there have been cases where many people have died from these derailments. So anyway, I don't think it's a huge issue for everybody, but if you're living right along these rail corridors, and some towns are right, you can see it right over your backyard fence, there is a concern there.
Okay, air pollution scrubbing billboards. Gary, what do these things do?
This is one of those examples of what's not toxic, and that is taking toxic chemicals out of the air. This is Lima, Peru, where this university down in Lima a couple of years ago developed a fog to water collector out of a billboard. So in other words, it pulled moisture out of foggy air and condensed it down into drinkable water. So now they've got a billboard that scrubs pollution, and we're talking about not only dust and particles and some chemicals, but also pollen. I mean, think about hay fever sufferers and how you might want to have a billboard put up in your yard. So look, normally I think of billboards as being fairly toxic to the eyes, highway pollution and that area. But this is a non-toxic version where they might actually be able to scrub the air. And the way it works is that it pulls air towards it. It pulls enough air towards it that it could help improve the air quality for five city blocks. So one, think about that, one sizable billboard for five city blocks, not bad. And it pulls the air towards it, it mixes it with water, does a thermodynamic reaction with it, and actually keeps the pollutants in the water phase and keeps it out of the air. So impossibly a breakthrough of sorts. Again, you know, nobody likes to have too many billboards, but if the billboard is doing something good for the environment, you know, why not? I think more and more we're going to start seeing whether it's solar arrays in fields or windmills or these kinds of billboards or buildings that absorb particles out of them. We're going to start seeing our built environment looking more towards making us more adaptable to what the natural forces are around us.
Gary, on that billboard, is the energy power to suck the particles out from solar?
Yeah, I mean, they haven't done solar yet, which in Lima, Peru, if you know what it looks like in Lima, you'd know why it's not solar based. I mean, it's always pretty foggy there, but there's no reason why they couldn't, Mike.
Okay, story number three, Gary. BPA. We talk about BPA a lot. The connection between BPA and miscarriage.
Yeah, well, you know, this is, you know, taking the BPA concern, which we generally say is a reproductive endocrine, and it hones it down on a very specific sector of the population, and that is women who are having fertility issues on the female side of things. This was 115 women in a fertility clinic, and they were, and a certain percentage of them, a fairly high percentage of them, had miscarriages. So these are already women at risk because they're in a fertility clinic to start with. And the women with highest levels of BPA, and again, BPA comes from, we'll talk about that in a minute, where BPA comes from, but the women with the highest levels of BPA had an 83% higher risk of early miscarriage. And, you know, that suggests something that we in toxicology appreciate about populations, that those who are the most vulnerable tend to show the effect the greatest because they have the least reserve, the least homeostasis, and mechanisms to combat effects of the chemical. So, look, this is just one study, but, you know, the prudent precaution approach would be that if you are at high risk for miscarriage or reproductive problems, you would want to avoid, you know, canned food because of the BPA liner, handling a lot of cash register receipts. You wouldn't be trying to have a baby and working as a cash register clerk, for example.
Well, but Gary, is not the problem with the cash register receipts much greater than canned food? And as I remember, you quoted a study a couple weeks ago, where maybe a couple months ago, where people who wore gloves, who were cash register receipts, were able to handle it without getting a high level.
Yeah, but Mike, it's both, because there's been a recent study that shows that people who were taken off of any dietary sources that had touching plastic, so no microwavable plastic food, no canned food, so they ate at home, mostly natural or fresh or frozen diet, their BPA levels went down by half. So that had nothing to do with cash register receipts. So you could drop your BPA level both by fresh and frozen and also by no cash register receipts.
All right. We'll leave it there, Gary. Thank you much. Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Check his website's fantastic. It's whatstoxic.com, whatstoxic.com. Our email address is udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. We'll move on to more of the fantastic medical stories of the week. Can you afford your medicine? How about this? Doctors don't ask. And this is exciting news in the area of regenerative medicine. An experiment is growing new muscle in men's injured legs. How about that? We'll talk about it. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week for the Hour is coming up in about 15 minutes. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com for a question, a comment, a problem, a concern. And Dr. Mike's sound advice, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Dr. Mike, let's talk about an experiment that grows new muscle in men's injured legs. That sounds pretty interesting.
Well, it is really interesting. Scientists implanted thin sheets of scaffolding-like material, which they had grown in pigs, into a few In fact, three of them were former military people who had disabling leg injuries. And what happened is, and what they were trying to do, was to coax the men's own stem cells to regrow new muscle, the exact muscle that was missing. And it worked. Ba-ba-bow. I mean, that's as good as it gets, right? It combines bioengineering with physical therapy, so the way they got the stem cells to function and to grow new muscle was to do specific physical therapy on these men that affected those very muscles. And between 60 and 90% of the leg muscle, which had been lost, two from the thigh, the rest from the lower leg, actually came back. So the surgeons removed the scar tissue so that it was filled the gap, and then they implant an extracellular matrix, which was derived from pigs. They then put this there, did specific physical therapy that put tension on the spot, and that signaled the stem cells they need to form strong, stretchy muscle tissue, and it worked. And so this is really amazing, if you will. The three patients were officially diagnosed a success because their legs were 20% or more stronger, and the other two had some success, not as much as they would have liked, but this really refines what we're doing. I think, you know, Joe, if you live another 10 years, you may be able to replace almost all of the non-heart, non-brain organs we have. And the prediction by the best in the industry, you remember I got criticized a couple years ago for saying it's possible we'll live to 160. Well, I'm on the low side now in the people in aging research. They think if you live to 2030, you may be able to live just like you're living at 2030 to 160.
Oh, my. 160?
So you need to not retire fully from your day job. Or early morning job, in your case.
I was watching Fox and Friends this week, and they had somebody on from, I think the name of the publication is Scientific American, something like that. He's a senior editor, and they were talking about tech trends that are coming, things that we'll be able to do, you know, not too far down the line in the near future. And one thing they say, they'll be able to do in a relatively short amount of time, I think by, I don't know, 2016 or so, or maybe 2018, is as far as genes go, replacing old genes with new genes, so you'll be able to avoid diseases, you know, not get a sickness, and that's not too far away. That's what they're predicting. Is that possible?
Well, that comes from a study we talked about last week, where they found it's getting new muscle to grow, like we just talked about. And then that muscle can talk to your old muscle, and you can get a new genes or genes without the genetic defects in your old muscle by this communication of the new muscle with your old muscle. So that's been done in some experimental sources in animals now, and it looks like we humans can do that pretty readily. And so there are two real things that are really changing. One is that you're able to turn on and off your genes by what we know is controlling your switches. 80% of your DNA is your switches, and we now know that. And one of the real things, the breakthrough that we talked about last week, was if you can replace the DNA in your mitochondria with DNA that doesn't have defects, instead of people who are old feeling frail or tired, you will get new energy if this is able to be done, because it apparently is these mitochondria, as they get errors in them, as they get things that aren't perfect, you produce less energy and you get tired or frail. And if you can replace that, at least in the animal model, these animals acted like they were young teenagers again, you know, cavorting and all that other stuff. So maybe we'll be able to turn back time even more than we can. So you can get a real age, Joe. We'll get you back to your teeny boppy years, your real age.
And I would do it differently than some of the things I did when I was a teenager, as they say, if you get a do-over again. Here's a headline, Dr. Mike. In 2 weeks, what are some easy steps on how to make our homes healthier in 2 weeks?
Well, we're going to talk about that in 2 weeks on this show. That's the key.
So oh, is that what it means?
About, Yes, we're going to talk about what color you should have your walls, how to get more energy from your home, what to do with the lighting in your home, what to do with the air purification in your home, how to make your water healthier so that your home becomes a stimulus for you getting younger rather than a way that, gives you some of those aging diseases.
All right, that's something we'll do in a couple of weeks. I interpreted that wrong. I thought it would take 2 weeks to do these things that would make your home healthier. So I kind of read it the other way.
It's pretty good, Joe, because it should only take 2 weeks to do many of these things.
Okay.
Which will make a lot younger.
Okay, so let's do this. This story here before we go to the break, and it's migraine headaches. Folks get them, and there might be a link between migraines and gluten in some cases. So how about some detail on that?
Well, the detail on this, I was going to throw this to Bridget, but she was tweeting for some of the articles that were in some of the things we've discussed. I got her too interested in tweeting and not interested in doing the story. So I'll take this one. This was a group that looked at people who had severe headaches and that came to physicians, and some of the patients voluntarily said, when I gave up gluten in my diet, I felt much healthier and my headaches went away. And so this article said, well, wait a second. Before you do this, get tests for gluten allergy and intolerance, and then try it. And if you feel better, we'll see whether it is really intolerance, which we don't have a test for, or whether you've got a true gluten allergy. But what they wanted is, there was an increase in prevalence of migraines in people who had gluten sensitivity and inflammatory bowel disease. We've also found that at the Cleveland Clinic, Center for Integrative Medicine, and don't call us now unless you want to wait 8 weeks, because we've got a real backlog because of all the good work the center is doing. So wait a couple weeks before you call us for an appointment. But if you got inflammatory bowel disease and headaches, this apparent gluten sensitivity is a real issue, Joe.
Okay, udocs@gmail.com is our email, udocs@gmail.com. We'll go to the break. Don't forget, Dr. Mike has a real age tip coming up in about 10 minutes, and then I'll bring my contribution to the show after we take this time out. And it's the latest thing that young kids are doing now. It's called Beezin, B-E-Z-I-N, Beezin. Do you know what that is? And do you know what these kids are doing and why they call it Beezin? We'll talk about that coming up in just a couple of minutes. So stay with us, and thanks for listening today. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip in a couple of minutes here. And thanks for listening today. Dr. Mike's here. I'm Joe Galuski. I promised I'd tell you what Beeson is. So this is what it's all about. I remember when I was in school, the cool thing to do was use a pencil eraser to erase the top of my hand until a marked form. We did that. That was one thing I could really never get into. But even more bizarre is what today's kids are doing to enjoy themselves. They're using something called Burt's Bees Chapstick, a lip balm that enables them to get high. Okay, this is what they do. They begin applying Burt's Bees to their eyelids to enhance inebriation and experience a tingling sensation on their bodies. And teenagers call it Beeson. The peppermint oil in the lip balm is a very strong irritant and can cause inflammation in the eye, redness of the eye, swelling. It's the peppermint oil that's causing the burning sensation. Now, if you've ever purchased Burt's Bees for your lips, you know, it's got a strong impact on the lips and can feel almost like a sting. So, you know, rubbing that over somebody's eyeball sounds pretty painful, as well as, you know, I think, pretty stupid. Now, Mike, here's where it happens. Cold sores, right, are caused by the herpes virus. So if you use the lip balm on the cold sore and your buddy borrows the lip balm, puts it on their eyelid, then the herpes virus could be transmitted from the lip balm to the person's eye, and that person could have some eye issues, shouldn't they?
Yeah, that's not a good thing. Herpes in the eye can cause blindness. You do not want that. Do not do that.
No.
If I can condemn one thing, you know, occasionally I condemn smoking. Well, I'd like to condemn beesing. Beesing, yeah, or I mean, whatever you say. Whatever the plural is.
Beeson.
Beeson. That's about as stupid as it gets.
Is the inability to truly see worth gaining popularity and social acceptance something to do? You know, it wouldn't be so cool when they're being raced to the emergency room feeling like their eyeballs are on fire. No, that's got to be fun. I remember when the big hip thing to do when I was growing up was to snort condoms up your nose or make milk squirt out of your eye. So, I mean, this seems, I don't know, maybe harmless by comparison, but it's still stupid, as we said. But that's what Beeson is. Anyway, here's a medical headline, Mike. Can we afford our medicine? And doctors aren't asking. What's going on?
Yeah, actually, this is a really interesting one, and one that I, until recently, have been guilty of. That is, when you see a patient, you prescribe medication, and you assume the patient's going to take it exactly as you prescribe it, and the patients don't because they can't afford it. So I look very carefully now at the prices of the medicine, and since many of the pharmaceutical companies now help us get it for you if you can't afford it, there are a lot of things to do. So you're asked, if you can't afford it, and a large percentage of people, I think 1/7 of Americans, debate between whether they get food or prescription. One is, there are a whole bunch of places we can show you with your insurance where you can get it for $2 or $4 a month. And some people can't afford that, and in fact the pharmaceutical companies are good enough and generous enough that many of the times they provide it without that $4 a month. And if it's a prescription drug that isn't come off, if you will, the patent protection, it can be $150 or $300 a month, very expensive. So you can ask your physician, is there something that's generic? We don't normally give plugs, but CVS, Walmart, Walgreens, and Costco all have these $2 and $4 a month programs, and some even $2 or $4 for 90-day programs for most of the medicines we prescribe. So go there, if you will. It's a much better way of doing it and getting what you need.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, most statin drugs aren't generic, and therefore they're not.
No, they are now.
$4. What's that?
No, statins are. You just ask for, in other words, instead of getting Lipitor, get atorvastatin. It now is, and the FDA has done a tremendous job in the last 6 months about ensuring that the generics are not counterfeited the way they were even a year ago. So they've done a tremendous job in this with the help of a couple of companies. And in fact, so atorvastatin you can get for literally at Costco, I think it is, $2 for 90 days worth of atorvastatin. And
wow.
At Walmart and Walgreens and CVS at $4 for 30 days worth.
That's fantastic bargain. All right, let's go to the Real Age Tip of the Week for this hour, and here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
Prevent high blood sugar, and you could prevent colon cancer, too. Right, talk about terrific twofers. There's one better than scoring your favorite Broadway show for half price. Here's the deal. Let's suppose you've been working harder than a Broadway hoofer to get your blood sugar down. 12 years from now, not only will type 2 diabetes be a complete stranger in your life, but so likely is colon cancer. Eating lots of fruits, veggies, whole grains, and beans, laying off sugary drinks and snacks, and getting enough rest and exercise will help deter both of these villains. Add to the list avoiding trans and saturated fat and finding a stress-reducing technique, and you're good to go. The Real Age benefit of avoiding simple sugars, added syrups, and simple carbs is 4 years younger. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week, Joe.
And get a colonoscopy how often?
Well, if it's clean, meaning at age 50, if you've got a clean colonoscopy, probably 10 years. But every 3 or so years, you should get a hemocult test, which you can do in the privacy of your home now.
Now, how long should you be going into life when you get older, to still have colonoscopies, because you hear some elderly people, some senior citizens say, well, I'm such and such an age now, I'm not going to have another one. Is there a time in your life when you get older that you don't probably need to have one anymore?
Well, this is a very important and very interesting question, because what you were asking is, if you're going to live only 5 years longer, well, you don't need a test that will prevent something that's 10 years from now. The problem is that our predictions of your living only 5 years longer aren't very good. So do the real age test, find out what your actual real age is, and if your real age is over 95, then you probably don't need any test. But remember what we said, if you're going to live to 2023 or 2030, sometime in there, they're predicting that we really expand the lifespan. So my own feeling is, if you think you're going to live to 2023, that's only 9 years from now, Joe. Get all the tests.
Sign me up for that application. If you can give me an application so I can live to 2023, then give me one of those apps. I'll sign up for them right away. Hey, thank you for listening today to the show here today. Again, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, and listen anytime along the way at Radio MD. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.